Are you ready to ride? Tonight we're going to thump and bump a little bit on the airship. We have the Mr. D. Cannons from the Bay Area here. Going to take us on a journey down a musical land. How you doing tonight, Mr. Cannons?
Doing well, man. Thank you for having me. Appreciate this.
Oh, appreciate you having us, having you out here in our part of the country. We've got a kind of a full house tonight here. We've got a guest host, Mr. Ben, in the studio tonight. How you doing, Ben?
Excellent. How's it going, everyone?
How are you, Ben?
I'm good.
Nice to have you.
And we got Mr. Paul Happy.
Is that your name, really?
Happy? No. Oh, okay. I look like Adam Sandler.
Yeah, you know, not
that. Oh, my God.
Thanks for having us here.
Oh, I love having you here. He's the guy that kind of keeps things in order for Mr. Cannons here and him on the road and playing gigs. And our wonderful Miss Tammy that's here with us every
Roy.
Week.
Hello. Nice to be here again.
How are you doing tonight?
Thank you for having me again.
She threatened to beat me up before the show.
And he threatened to beat me up right back.
Right after I kicked the legs off underneath her chair.
I'm sitting in the high chair tonight.
We love each other here. Can you tell?
We go back a long way, Roy. That's why I let you sit with.
So you're a long ways from home, and it's kind of cold up here.
Yeah, it's freezing cold.
We're standing outside, and he's shivering out there. And I can tell he's a California boy. How long have you been up here in this part of the country? What are you doing up here besides you got a show tomorrow night? I know that.
Yeah, just touring, just trying to promote my 10th project entitled Pharaoh. We were in... Was it Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Okay. I could keep getting Minneapolis and Minnesota confused, but we're in Minneapolis yesterday or for the following week or whatever, past week. Just promoing, meeting new people. Did a show in what was the building called?
First Avenue, 7th
First,
Street Entry.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, met a lot of, you know, good artists there. They showed me love. I showed them love. You know, it was good. I, you know, soaked a lot of energy up from them and, you know, got to see how they do music. You know, compared to how we do, you know, how we do music in the Bay Area, very impressed. Very inspired. There's just so much talent, you know, throughout the country, throughout the world. So it's good to be out there. You know, now we're in, you know, out here in Montana, which is still cold. You know, still cold. I thought it would be. It's not as cold, but it's still cold. Mm-hmm. I still made the mistake of not, you know, bundling up. You know, trying to be a warrior and didn't work at all.
So just wimp out and stay warm.
Yeah.
Are you calling this the freezing my butt off tour?
Yes. Yeah. Might as well. Most definitely. We're not used to this type of cold. Just driving up here, I think my feet were still froze. Like, honestly, how long did it take to drive?
It was 13 hours.
13 hours. I swear, no exaggeration. I think for about a good 8 hours. My feet were still froze.
And your butt's numb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Numb nuts. You know,
so. So being out there and talking to some of the artists out there, you know, it's the genres, you know, are similar and overlap. But what kind of differences did you notice from what you're creating in the Bay Area and what's coming out of there?
I think, in my opinion, it sounds like more, there's a lot of more conscious rap, a lot more positivity, a lot more... definitely not violent, more feel-good music, in my opinion. We do that in the Bay as well. I mean, we like to, you know, do what we call turn-up type of music, party music. And I know, you know, I'm sure that's everywhere in the United States. This their music put me, like, more in a better mood, you know, like just more of a relaxed mood. And, you know, there's certain artists there that, you know, are very energized and amped. But they're all, you know, they're all terrific artists, you know, so it's a big difference, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying? But it's not, I could sit there and listen to them all day, you know.
You think it's going to change the way you're approaching your music at all?
Most definitely, you know, I've come to a point in my life, you know, like I said, this is my 10th project, you know, and I can only say, you know, the same stuff over and over again so long. Eventually, you know, people are going to want to hear something, you know, real, you know, like my story, you know, or something that I've dealt with, you know, that they can identify with, you know, because we kind of get locked into, you know, this is hot, so let's do this, let's do that. But, you know, as you get older, you know, you start to see more things in your life, you know, people probably, you know, get tired of it and they want to see the real. They want to know what you've been through or what you've done to get to this point or, you know, more uplifting music, you know, and I got a lot of that, you know, in Minneapolis. So, yeah, most definitely the next projects are going to be, you know, a little bit of everything. And, you know, hopefully I can take something from here and, you know, when we go to, you know, the next venue, something from there, you know, and make something, you know, more organic.
Cool. I read your bio and you've been at this since a real young age.
Yeah.
I mean, in your bio, it back 10 years old.
Right. Wow. Right.
Yeah. And you started rhyming back then.
Yeah.
And where'd you get your start in music? Where'd you first start out with music?
Just in Fairfield. I think, what was it? My stepmother, I think I was trying to rap and I couldn't. And she helped me do my first little lines, which was, my name is Deontay. I know I'm cool. I go to church and Sunday school.
Yes. Telling your story already?
Right, you know, so from there, you know, I was like, I could probably do that. I could probably do it. You know, I've already, you know, had all, you know, CDs, started listening to it. I think one of my first CDs was Shaq Fu, Shaquille O'Neal's CD. You know, and that
kind of... Wow, kinda, that brings back some memories.
Right, so, you know, that's when he was with Orlando and everything. Was it Kazam or something like that?
Movie. Yeah.
So, you know, that's where it all started. And, you know, obviously, you know, you're young. I didn't take it super serious, you know. Football, getting in trouble, going outside, playing Power Rangers and stuff all day, Legos and G.I. Joes. But, you know, I think when it really started to get real, real serious was... I'll say 16. That's when it started to get serious. Then I think 18 is when it was like, okay, I can definitely do this. Dad, let me use his keyboard. And he only told me, you know, showed me how to do it once. And then from there, just kind of, so.
So is your dad a musician as well? Or?
Yes, he is. He actually used to do backup singing for MC Hammer when he was the, you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You know, when he was the man or whatever. So, yeah, you know, it's in our family, you know, this music stuff. So, you know, he's still to this day in the garage making, you know, making beats all day, all night. So, you know.
Have you ever collaborated with your dad?
No, and I told him recently, you know, I definitely want to do that. I keep telling him that, you know, and he's like, yeah, we're going to do it. But, you know, we both got our own stuff going. I did tell him, though, you know, I do think that he should, you know, just for fun, I'm sure he's done with it, but just for fun, I think that he should just, you know, just put a project together just for fun, you know. You know, you're out there spending hours, you know, just doing it. You might just have something out. Just,
sure.
You know, why not? You got the studio in your house, you know, and, you know, I admire what he does, you know. So he's, you know, basically the main reason, you know, actually why I do this. He had an opportunity, you know, to pursue, but, you know, I was born. So, you know, yeah. So, you know, I feel I owe it, you know, at least to just try, you know.
So is he, you think he's listening tonight?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And he's like, hey, what's the station?
Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Yo, hey, Dad, yo. Do a show with your son.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's thrown an amazing vibe across this table. Yes. He's amazing.
Thank you.
He definitely is. So we got a playlist of songs we're going to play tonight. The first one that we're going to go through, and I never can remember these, so I got to write them down. Kanye West, what's the story behind that?
Oh, it's actually entitled Kanye West. Have you heard of Kanye West?
Oh, yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Kanye.
I'm reading it phonetically with one eye because I don't have my glasses on. Oh, so. Yeah.
I was going to be like, Roy, that's Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye. Yeah. We all know arrogant Kanye West. I just, you know, feel he's a genius. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand him. I mean, I know he did some, you know, the whole Taylor Swift thing. But, you know, I feel like, you know, when you're a genius, you know, your thoughts are over here. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand. And that's why he's so passionate about, you know, what he wants to do. That's why he's fighting to, you know, get a clothing line out, you know, because he has a vision. And, you know, he's really misunderstood. And that's how I feel, you know, about me, how people feel about me. You know, a lot of people think I'm a weirdo, you know, because of the way I do things or, you know, how passionate I am or when I speak about, you know, music. And I also feel like him, I don't get my credit or the respect that I feel I deserve. I don't think I'm, you know. Dun, 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 dun. But, you know, I do, you know, feel I've done this for a while, you know, and I'm really passionate about it. So I wanted to call it Kanye West, you know, because I feel misunderstood. I feel, you know, angry, but I feel like, you know, I am something great like Kanye West. So, you know, hopefully we're shooting a video for that tomorrow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. You'd be shooting it here in town?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, who are you shooting that with?
Who was the guy?
Michael Johnerson. He's with Jostigo Productions.
Okay,
He's done some video work for Poetic Intelligence and a couple of the other guys around town.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
God, I can't wait to see the video for it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I think you definitely have to keep us posted on that and shoot us a note when it's up online and ready to go.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
We'll push some traffic to it. Ben, you got any thoughts on it here? We're here for our new guy, Ben, over here.
What brought you to the area? I mean...
You know, just trying to promo, you know, just trying to, you know, reach, you know, an audience outside of, you know, the Bay Area / Sacramento, you know, / Los Angeles area. You know, I just, a lot of people don't, you know, ever want to leave home, you know, they don't want to, you know, what are you going to do it here? And I mean, that makes sense, but, you know, I mean, I feel if you really want to do this, you would probably want to expand your horizons.
Right.
You know,
spread to a bigger audience, you know, and get your voice right out there. Yeah.
And like I said, you know, it's good to meet, you know, new people and, you know, soak up a lot of energy out here.
For
you know,
sure.
I'm really excited to, you know, start on my next stuff just from what I've gotten, you know, from Minneapolis. So I'm excited to see Montana.
Yeah. It's a beautiful place. That's for sure.
Yeah. You'll soak up a lot of good vibes here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good people.
Mm-hmm.
Get some Velcro mittens before you leave.
Yeah. Get some.
You'll have to ask around about
that. Get some hard weather
Montana
gear.
Montana people will tell you about Velcro mittens.
Will do.
So without further ado, Sean, you want to key that up? And we'll go for Kanye West.
Why is he still trying? Why is he doing this? Why is he doing, they like diss me, you know, me as a person for trying. Now, mind you, I brought 10 years of product that is added to humanity.
Paramedics.
Rap is the new rock and roll. We the rock stars.
Be like that now for a minute.
It's been like that for a minute, Hedy Stamaine. It's been like that for a minute. We the real rock stars, and I'm the biggest of all of them. We the real rock stars, and I'm the biggest of all of them. I'm the number one rock star on the planet.
It was all good just a week ago. Niggas feel themselves, and then that Pharaoh drop. Niggas kill themselves. What niggas gonna do now? This a new swag with a new flow. I'm in the two though. True that. Niggas telling me, can it's you back? Like a nigga never left up in this bitch, huh? And if you hating on me, y'all can suck my dick, huh? But I know your motherfuckers, y'all respect my shit, huh? By the way, nigga, you should fucking quit, nigga. I go on my rants, I make all these bitches dance. A lot of you motherfuckers, y'all should be privileged to shake my fucking hand. So much power shouldn't be contained by one man. They said I'm a weirdo, but genius thought you couldn't understand. College dropper, but I know these streets. I was going in when I could wrote these beats. Bars number four, nigga couldn't never tell me nothing, and I never got control of a beast. Control of a beast. Control of a beast. Control of a beast. Bars number four, nigga couldn't never tell me nothing, and I never got control of a beast.
I'm amazing. I'm amazing. They don't understand me, that's why they hate me. I'm amazing. I'm amazing. They don't understand me, that's why they hate me. I'm Kanye West. 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 I'm Kanye West.
When someone comes up and says something like, I am a god, everybody says, who does he think he is? I just told you who I thought I was. A god. I just told you. That's who I think I am. Would it have been better if I had a song that said, I am a nigga? Or if I had a song that said, I'm a gangster? Or if I had a song that said, I am a pimp? All those colors and patinas fit better on a person like me, right? But to say you are a god, especially when you got shipped over to the country that you're in and your last name is a slave owner's, how could you say that?
I am a god. Through all the black ball and I emerge from the fog. But all this classism against me fucking pissing me off. I'm the only true son in the land of the lost, huh? I was always overlooked and always ridiculed. Cause I wild out on TV and I rip up crews. Show off like topless dancers and my flow embodies cancer. You can never beat me, motherfucker. You ain't got the answers.
Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. And tell me how the hell you little motherfucker suckers can forget what I did for my land. And tell me how the hell in your rabbit ass mind you can tell me what I can and I can't. I'm a firm believer, Jesus walks, and I'm walking with that man. Try to stop my shine, I holla fuck you guys. When it all falls down, you better know I'ma touch the sky. You will hear me turn up cause I'm bound to this shit. You don't like it, well then y'all can get off my brand new dick,
ha? I'm amazing, I'm amazing. They don't understand me, that's why they hate me. I'm amazing, I'm amazing. They don't understand me, that's why they hate me. I'm Kanye West, 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 I'm Kanye West.
I was taught I could do everything, and I'm Kanye West at age 36. So just watch the next 10 years.
Nice.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Very nice.
Very good.
I'm trying to wrap my brain around exactly what I want to say on that.
Yeah. And that's a tough one.
It is a tough one, and it's really good. It's all really good stuff. And, you know, I think people out there that may hear that on first impression that may not be familiar with the genre and things like that might listen to that and just listen to the words and the content, but not listen to the meaning behind it.
Right.
And I think the meaning behind it is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
There's a message in there.
I mean, I don't know how you can not hear the meaning of that.
Right.
I mean, just by listening. And I purposely don't listen to a lot of the artists because I want to have that virgin ear thing.
Yeah.
And it's just really hard not to hear that message. It's so out there and it's right there in your face.
Right.
And I think a lot of times people have a hard time dealing with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Most definitely.
Get used to it because he's on the scene, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
But I think there's something about this that people don't realize. You know, and it's not arrogant to say, I'm God. We all got the power to create, every single person out there.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Do it.
Right.
You know, everybody is that.
Mm.
And some people just choose to go out and live it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And the ones that do choose to go out there and live it are sometimes the ones that get the most maligned.
Yeah.
And told and misunderstood and told we're crazy.
Yeah. And been getting crucified for it for 2,000 years.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And guilty. Doesn't always have to do with the wooden cross and nails either.
No, it doesn't. This, what I guess, okay, we did our what we hear out of it. What is your message on that? What,
you know,
did we catch it?
I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm here. You know, I've busted my butt for years, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, just like I just get, you know, just ridiculed just for anything, just for me going on Twitter or something and saying how I feel. I'm upset because I'm doing this and this isn't working and you're doing that and that's working. I'm upset. I'm not jealous. It's not an envious thing. It's just, you know, I know what I'm capable of. Mm-hmm. I know what I can, you know, show the world. I feel like I actually love doing this. I know some people do this because it's, you know, it's to a point now in music where it's like, I could probably just do this and I could get a record deal just doing this. And, you know, it's not really real,
mm-hmm.
you know? But I mean, basically the message is just, you know, I'm here. You can't stop me no matter what. If you guys want to call me a weirdo, then I can just flip that and say, you know, like I said, they say I'm a weirdo, but genius thoughts you couldn't understand. So, you know, I'm just over here. You guys might be here, but I'm in a lane of my own, you know, and I can create something out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, just I'm here. I'm Kanye West. I don't care.
Yep.
I think it's a really powerful message, and I think it's one where it's self-affirming. You know, I don't think that it's an arrogant or it's conceited message at all.
Right, right. Yeah.
Personally, if you're not weird, strange, a little bit different, or odd, you can't be my friend.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Everything else bores me.
Yeah. And I know that for a fact. I've known him for 20 years.
Let me just make sure people know when, like, you know, how I'm saying I am a God. You know, I believe in God. You know, I'm not saying I'm literally God. I'm just putting myself on a high pedestal. You know, when people call themselves kings, you know, mm-hmm. in a sense, we're not really not the king of anything, but if you say that's what you are, you know, and you live that, which, you know, me being my music, that's why I'm calling this project Pharaoh. I'm from Fairfield, you know, I just spelled it F-A-I-R-A-O-H, Fairfield. So I'm a king in Fairfield, Pharaoh. So, you know, me saying I'm, you know, a god in song, like, as, you know, Kanye West, you know, it's not me saying I'm God. It's just putting myself, like, up here mentally, you know, so I can believe, like, you know, I am something, you know, I am, you know, a veteran. I am, you know, this is not new. This is what I was born, you know, to do. So I just wanted to clear that up for anybody that's like, oh, he's saying he's God or something.
Well, the bottom line is if you can't believe it, you can't
right.
be it.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you want to be it, you got to believe it. You got to exactly. see yourself there.
Exactly. Well, they say what you believe in most is your God. So mm-hmm. technically, if you believe in yourself that much, mm-hmm. then mm-hmm. you yeah. can think to right. as yourself of as right. God. Yeah.
Oh, definitely, yeah. definitely. So, what's next for you after yeah. this album? What are your plans for the future?
Oh, wow!
Besides,
I mean,
get rich and famous.
Yeah, basically. You know, I mean, I don't. You know, we're never gonna stop working. You know, we got a whole bunch of things going on. I actually have a podcast with somebody that's in my group. It's called Love, Hate, and BS.
I like that.
Yeah, so I mean, that's on SoundCloud. So, you know,
sounds
I want
to. Like, sounds like my last relationship.
Yeah, so, well. You know, we do that every other Friday. Obviously, I can't do that because, you know, I'm out of town. But, you know, I want to focus on that. You know, I have a little label that I'm trying to build called Grade A Entertainment with a few artists. Or I wouldn't call them artists, just call them my friends. Yeah. GBP Scorch and, you know, J Red the King. You know, kind of want to build that. I want to just focus more so on, like, the business side. I just feel like I've been, you know, this is my 10th project I've given for free, you know, and it's like, you know, eventually I've spent thousands, you know, I would like to see some of that back eventually. So, you know, just music, new music, you know, you know, like I said, everything I soaked up just to take different risks, you know, and, you know, trying to reinvent myself. Music's not going to stop, though. I already have, like, mm-hmm. five projects that are done. So, you know, in a sense, if I wanted to, I could have, you know, 15 projects out this year if I wanted to. But, you know, just keep going, you know, just knock on doors and, you know, just try and spread my movement, if you will.
Sure.
So we're all about shameless self-promotion here. Where do people find your podcast?
Yeah. you can go to soundcloud.com and just type in Love, Hate, and BS. Got music on there too. You know, my music, just type in D.Gannons.
Cool. That's
sweet. So what kind of music outside of the rap genre do you like? What influences you outside of that?
Anything, as long as it sounds good, to be honest with you. I get a lot of crap for this, but I listen to a lot of Michael Bolton.
I'm going to give you crap for that.
I think he's awesome.
I'm not going to say a word.
I get a lot, but, you know, just anything, Michael Bolton, the whatever, just as long as it sounds good, you know, to me, even if it's, you know, heavy metal, you know, if they're, you know, I don't understand what they're saying sometimes when they're, like, yelling, but, you know, if it sounds good, I might jump off the couch too or whatever, just, you know, just whatever's good. So R&B, I listen to more R&B than I would rap, to be honest with you.
Who are some of your favorite artists?
I love Pharrell. Pharrell, always love Pharrell. Happy, you know, it's gonna be a classic forever, I feel like. Rochelle Jordan, she's a chick out of Canada. She kind of sounds like Aaliyah. If we're just talking about R&B, you know, any Usher, just everybody. Taylor Swift, she's cool too.
I'm gonna disagree with you.
Right, that was a joke right there.
Half my Facebook page is Taylor.
a lot of people. We had a combo about Taylor Swift, you know.
Dun, 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 up here.
she actually just sold out like 3 back-to-back nights in Twin Cities. Yeah. Taylor Swift, XL Energy Center. It's like 23,000 people per show.
Well, good.
I thought she sold out years ago.
She sold out popping out of her mother's.
Yeah. I mean, my biggest thing with her is that, you know, she came in as a quote unquote country artist. And, you know, if you heard her latest single all over the radio, it's the furthest thing. And
you can't help but hear her latest single all over the radio. They play it every 15 seconds.
I had to laugh at a friend post up on Facebook, Billings Music Scene, yesterday. And he's a good friend of mine that does Sound and Light for me down in Wyoming. And I put on shows down there. And he says, "Hey, I'm looking for a modern country band that can come down and play in Sheridan." And I'm like, "Oh, so you want hip hop with country lyrics, right?"
Yeah, hip hop song about losing your dog, losing your wife, losing your truck.
Play it all backwards and you get it all back.
Exactly.
Has that even been done before? That's not been done yet?
What's that?
Hip hop country type stuff?
I think it has,
it's
actually.
It's kind of, it's getting that way more and more. Yeah. I've heard rap in country.
Oh, yeah.
I know I've heard Nelly do that with, was it Tim McGraw? He did it with
Brad Paisley.
Oh, my gosh.
I've heard something. Nelly did something. It's Tim McGraw or not Garth Brooks.
I think it was Brad Paisley.
Okay, maybe it was him then, yeah. So, that's all I've heard. Yeah. I don't know if that's
Well, you know, you kind of got those, I guess you'd call them like, trailer park artists, guys like Kid Rock and you know, I mean, there's all sorts of
legends.
Well, I mean, there's also a guy down out of Tampa. He goes by a Hard Target. He's signed with Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit's label.
Wow.
And he's just really kind of country but hip hop at the same time. Yeah. I mean, you'd have to look it up to kind of understand where I'm coming from with that.
So. Or smoke something.
I guess.
Or both.
Yeah.
Or both.
Yeah. And whatever they're smoking, I want some because apparently it's going to be really good if you can combine those two genres.
So, SoFly. Tell me about that.
SoFly. That was my attempt on trying to do something a little bit, you know, more positive. Just, you know, basically saying, you know, I'm going to do this, you know, I'm going to shine. When I do this, you know, this is for, you know, the family, you know, this is, you know, I want to do this. I want to, you know, I have my family with me. I'm going to make sure, you know, if I ever, you know, make it, you know, you guys are going to be taken care of. You know, we always have little kickets and little hangouts every Saturday, you know, at the house. But, you know, Visions has always been, you know, the big house, you know, everybody's kids, you know, all my friends have kids and stuff now, you know, all the kids playing together and just, you know, just having fun and just living life, you know, it's more, I guess you could say it's a little more fast-paced than Kanye. Not too fast, but, you know, I really like that song. Shot a video to that one, too, like in the middle of, I don't even know, like the forest or something. It was just green grass, and I ended up I had to stand on a rock, and I fell in the lake. And I did. I fell in the lake.
Did they get that part on video?
No, we didn't.
Darn.
Dang, yeah.
I would have had bloopers. Yeah, I fell all the way. And I had on all white, too. I fell way in there. Yeah,
so you're going to do it right.
Yeah, yeah. Get it. My outfit just to fall in the lake. So, yeah.
Well, cool, Sean. Let's have it. So fly.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, please don't speak, cause I'm the flyest motherfucker of them all. If it's winter or the summer or springtime or the fall, every day I got a ball. Closet looking like a mom, putting that work, nigga, my grind. So a thing I deserve, bitches in shine. Blowing that perp, sipping fine wine, go to the end of the earth so I can get that shine. Counting that dough, yeah, it's my time. Killing that verse, and I ain't even trying. I disperse in every rhyme, a nigga just burst when he spit that line. I'm from Fairfield, California, called Rarefield, that's my city. From the home of hustling niggas, that be out there in the gritty, but I still be keeping it pretty. Meaning swag is infinity, and they can't do nothing with me. Got that coke flow like I'm Whitney, huh?
fresh to death, but I'm not dead. Feeling like a Don in Louis Vuitton, that dude got on bottom red. And I run this great at Diamond Gang, so you know I'm the press. Plus I'm the flyest motherfucker, yeah, you heard what I
That's
said.
That's every day, every night, you know I gotta shine, shine so bright. Getting that glow, getting that light. Do it every day of my life. And I just stay fly, just so fly. And I stay fly, gotta stay fly.
Wake in the morning to get it, I'm talking the way that I talk, cause I did it, I get it, I'm in the beginning to finish. It's 2013 and my city will witness the greatest event that there ever would be. I'm on the list where the veterans be, and there was nobody better than me. If a nigga hating, then I gotta let him be. And you know a nigga always looking fresh to death, and I gotta win, you never catch me second best. Drama all over my life, I done left the mess. A nigga throw his dubs up, gotta rep the West. Fairfield, California, never second guess, cause I'm in my lane. I went through strain, I went through pain to get that gain, to get gold chain. And in that game, I made exchange, and I proclaim the Diamond Gang, that is my name. The top I aim, and I am Bane. I hit that plane like one big bang in this thing, the yin and yang, the G5 plane to the Ukraine. When my brain is not that sane, I just reframe and blow that chain. And I be where my guys at, and they got my eyes where the prize be at. Ride or die, girl, I ride by that. And for the fam, I die for that. Give them my heart when I write that track. And I been gone, so I come right back. Hating on a man, I'm too fly for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Every day, every night, you know I gotta shine, shine so bright. Getting that glow, getting that light. Do it every day of my life. And I just stay fly, just so fly, and I stay fly, gotta stay fly.
I'm great, there's no one better. Everyday grind. I'd rather be about it than tweet about it. Flyest nigga you ever knew. Cannons.
God, I'm really wishing I could catch a show tomorrow night, but I'm going to be out of town. I totally want to see you perform.
It should be a blast.
My breath away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Who's your producer for you?
A lot of production. Both of those songs is by a good friend of mine named Brian Tronic, out of Fairfield, California. We've been working for, 10th project since the... Second, third, probably like the third project, we started working together. He's a awesome, awesome producer, he's a weirdo too, like me. So, whatever I tell him, he likes to sit around and watch wrestling all day. So, his mind's everywhere. He can make wrestling beats, everything. So, whatever, tell him to do or ask him to do, he can create that.
Cool. One thing I've noticed in listening to your music, and I listened to it the first time, the tracks that was sent out to me, I listened to an ungodly amount of music that comes in to me, and all genres and all kinds. And like you were saying, I can listen to anything as long as it's performed well, and I don't care what genre it is. One thing I'm listening to, and that's why I asked about your producer and whose production, is I think there's some of the younger artists out there that are doing rap, that are doing the rhymes, that don't realize it's not rhyming things is only part of it, but the syllables of the words become part of the beat of the music, and getting those correct to where the syllables break out with the beat in the right length and the right timing. And what I hear them do a lot of times is they'll try and say a whole bunch of stuff and it may rhyme at the end, but they've crammed too many syllables into a measure.
Most definitely.
It drags on.
How long does it take you to create one song?
It depends, like something like, that one, it took a while just for, just the patterns that I, tried to switch up, but, some other songs, like if it's, like more like a party song, you can do that in 30 minutes or not even write it at all, wow. You know, because it's, you know, you don't really have to put any thought into, you know, certain songs like that one. You know, I had to, like Kanye West, I had to think. So, you know, I'm actually working on a song right now after we dropped the Pharaoh. I'm going to drop a deluxe edition. I've been working on this song for 6 months.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, because I have to literally, I have to think about everything, you know. And sometimes, you know, you just can't force it, you know. You just can't force stuff sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it just, it has to hit you. Like another song I did on my project called I'm Blessed, you know, a lot of my family members, you know, wanted me to do a song for God. And, you know, I've always wanted to, but I didn't want to rush it. I didn't want to force it. I had to feel it. I had to go through something, you know, to make me like, okay. And, you know, once that happened, when I, you know, broke down, I wrote that thing so fast. And in my opinion, it's probably one of my favorite songs on this project, you know. So, you know, just it just depends on, you know, what the beat tells you to do and, you know, what the message is going to be, you know. That tells me how long it's going to take to actually do the song.
So is there any advice you'd give for somebody that's, you know, young, 10, 12 years old, thinking about doing this or starting to do some rhymes and whatnot? What would you say to them?
First, study the pioneers. First, you know, just go back and do your history, do your homework, and see, you know, where it started, how it started, you know, what it really is then, and then see what it is now. And probably try and mash those together. You know, make sure you brand yourself. And try and, my dad always told me this, and I kind of listened, but kind of didn't. You can do everything by yourself. I mean, you need help, but I mean, at the same time, you don't really need to depend on anybody. You don't need to go search for people to give you beats. You can, you know, put your money into it. You can make your own beats. You know, you don't need anybody to write for you. You can write for yourself. You don't need everybody to do everything for you, and you have to just really believe, you know, in yourself, you know, and just have that confidence. I think confidence is key. You know, it gets rough for everybody, including myself, but, you know, as long as you have that confidence and, you know, surround yourself with people that want to win, you know, because you're, you know, if your team is, then you're probably going to be like, yeah, I know, man, it's sucks, but you know, I try to, you know, big everybody up that I'm with, and you know, try to let them know, you know, you are good, you are better than me, you know, you are something, you know, that needs to be heard. You are the greatest. Like, you know, positivity is probably the best thing I could say.
You have to surround yourself with people who not only believe in themselves but believe in you too.
Right. Yeah, most definitely.
So tell me a little more about your creative process. How do you, when you decide to write, when the time comes, how do you do it?
I don't know. I drive a lot. So, you know, I just, you know, I just, my phone is just full of, you know, just beats. And they can be now, they can be beats from 5 years ago. If it just hits me to, you know, do this, you know, I'll hear the beat and sometimes I'll just do a melody or whatever to it. And if I feel it, you know, I'll be in the car and be like, oh yeah, that's what it's going to be. That's what it is. And I'll get real excited about it. And, you know, I just go from there, pull out my phone, and you know, it's just always a feeling. I'm not gonna go in there and say I'm gonna write a song about a truck, like, you know. If the beat happens, just, you hear a diesel in the background and horns and stuff, then maybe that's gonna tell me to write about a truck. I just don't ever say this is what I'm gonna write about. The beat has to tell me, you know, what to do, you know. And sometimes it comes to a point where it tells me to do two things, and I might just record, you know, both of them just to, you know, see which one's better. So it's always a feeling, in my opinion, that makes me, that's how I, you know, create.
Wow. That's amazing. It's almost like sculpting. It's like the beat's there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just got to carve out the song.
And another thing that's weird.
Take away all the other stuff.
Another weird thing that I do is I never start in the beginning. Like, it's kind of like a puzzle. So if I know what the song's going to be about, I'll have the last lines first. So I know how the story's going to end first, or the whatever the song's going to end first. And then, you know, I know in the middle, okay, so I need to, this is the part where it's like, okay, boom. So then after that, now, you know, they're dazed in a sense. And you want to keep, you know, throwing the jabs until you get to that last line, which is the knockout or whatever in a sense. Right. So, you know, it's kind of like a puzzle. You know, I never just start from the beginning. I don't know why. I don't know if I'm the only person that does that. I feel I am, but, you know,
No, you're weird.
Yeah.
You're weird. You're one of those weird people.
Yeah, you're one of those weird people, just like all the other weird people.
So, you know, the genius thoughts I couldn't understand. So,
hey.
No, do you ever use any life experiences as an inspiration for any of your music?
Oh, yes. Yeah. one of the recent songs that I put, it's the last song on the project. It's called Can I Be Real? It's probably the most real song I've ever done in my life. And, you know, talking about, you know, going through what I'm going through in music. Just the ups and mostly the downs. Actually, it's all the downs. Right. The second verse is, you know, about a relationship, you know, with you know, my relationship I have with my lady, current lady right now. And, you know, I'm getting crap for that, but, you know.
This almost sounds like a country song.
Yeah. Yeah, just about. I'm not sure. Is there a truck involved in that one?
And a dog?
Sometimes I wish I would have did that, the dog truck verse instead of those. But, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, it just gets to a point, you know, like I said earlier, you know, you have to, you know, speak about something real, you know, something that's really happened, you know. So, yeah, definitely life experiences for sure on this one. Very happy about it. I was kind of nervous about, you know, releasing it, but, you know, it's time, you know.
Yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes it's just like you've wanted to tell that story for so long.
Yeah.
And you just hide it and hide it and hide it. And then one day it doesn't want to hide anymore.
Right.
It has to come out.
It has to. It felt great.
It's a great feeling when you can finally burst that bubble.
Yeah, just the catharsis of...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is who I am, and if you don't like it, well, there's the door. Yeah. Don't let it hit you on the ass on the way out.
I think it's called being real.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was fun.
Sweet.
Yeah, cool. Very. Oh, God. If I'd have known that, we'd have had that one queued up for the show.
Dang.
It's a pretty long song. Third verse was about my, you know, just all the murders and dramas and stuff going through in my city. And, you know, somebody close to me, one of my play cousins, R.I.P. Reezy, you know, I had to talk about that situation too. You know, he was killed or, you know, hit and run. Cars were racing, you know, so... hit him, he died. And,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And then the other car just drove off. They haven't even found that, you know, that person yet. So, you know, it's a kind of rough, you know, but.
Yeah, it can be a life-changing event for sure.
Yeah, most definitely. So
you lose somebody that you're very close to.
So,
you know, whoever that was that drove off, though, it's going to eat on them in the back of their mind for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to eat on them, and somewhere it's going to cause them to do something.
Mm-hmm. That was the last line of the song. You're going to have to deal with, you know, my people are going to have to deal with God either way. So, you know, you know, what happens.
Oh, I'm really sorry about that. And, you know, sometimes it's unfortunate, but it's true that some of the great creative things come out of deep pain.
Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah.
So, changing gears. Yeah. It's all G.
It's all G.
That's perfect. Perfect. Yeah. You know, that one, I was in a real good place, you know, like I said, when I did my, you know, God song. You know, I was able to write It's All G. I was just, you know, feeling good, you know. Every day is, you know, a good day, you know. Got a job, breathing, still, you know, with my girlfriend. Nobody's died yet until, you know, Ron Harpy. But, you know, everything was just good. It's a feel-good song, you know. I felt good, you know. I sang on that one again on the hook. Just real fun. Didn't take me that long to do. You know, I was feeling that at that moment, so...
Just
came out good. Brian Tronic made the beat too, you know. So
I really think that's actually going to resonate really well with the crowds in Minneapolis and here in Montana. I think it really kind of fits in with the genre and the movement that's going on.
Yeah,
so, right.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, cool. Let's have it.
Check it out.
Only positive vibes. Yep. Just blessed, man.
Huh.
First, I gotta thank God for waking me in the morning. I've been through a lot of things, but now it's about where I'm going. I'm young and so blessed. You see me, I gotta show it. DJ Khaled with the wins, homie, you ain't even know it. I be striving every day to be the best that I can. Any issues I got, I leave them in God's hands. I'm doing what I love, I'm getting them rubber bands. Just to fly young winner straight up out the flatland. It's all G. Yeah. I ain't got no problems, everything is alright. It's all G, yeah. I'm just young and wild and I'm having the time of my life. I said it's all good, said it's all G. That's all my hood, yeah, that's all me. I ain't got no problems, I'm just living my life. I be getting that dough to the day that I die. Yeah. You my lady, what she want with no care in the world. She ain't gotta worry about another girl, she my world. Let's celebrate life, I don't hear them death threats. Swear to God that I'm blessed, I ain't seen death yet. Nope, I told P we gon' get it. We hustle every day, I feel we already did it. And every day's a better day in every way. Never fake, all about the future, forget about yesterday. Devil's a lie, I still got my 9 to 5. Look at the car that I drive, bro, I'm just doing it live. I'm on an ultimate high, all about positive vibes. I'm feeling awesome inside. I thank my God I'm alive with no losses. Yeah, my team winning. Haters, I beat friend him. Knock it out the park when I ball, homie. Each inning, I said it's all G. 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 Yeah, I ain't got no problems. Everything is alright. It's all G. Yeah, I'm just young and wild and I'm having the time of my life. Said it's all good, said it's all G. That's all my hood, yeah, that's all me. I ain't got no problems, I'm just living my life. I be getting that dough to the day that I die. It's all G, it's all G, it's all G, it's all G, it's all G. It's all G. It's all G, it's all G, it's all G, it's all G, yeah.
And we're back. That was nice, relaxed. Yeah. That was mellow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like that.
Yeah, I did too. It's real upbeat. Yeah. Great message. You know, that's a song that you want to put on your playlist for when you're having one of those days where everything just turns to crap. Yeah. You want to just turn it on and vibe to it, and it's awesome, and it makes you feel so much better.
Right. You just gotta,
I'm glad I heard that song today, because today was full of stupid, so I
can't. Yeah, you just got to remind yourself, you know, sometimes, you know, it's just, you know, there's some good going on, you know, you know, within your life.
Yeah. Don't take it so seriously, because you're not going to get it alive anyway.
Yeah. And with that, let's see. Okay. So you guys got a show tomorrow night. Where at? What time?
It's going to be at the Rail Yard right here on Montana Ave. And it's going to be at 9 o'clock. We're doing that with the Poetic Intelligence. So it's going to be great.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Is there a cover for that? Do you know?
It's an $8 cover. It's Banks is going away party. He's moving to Denver. So we're trying to send him out with a bang. You know, everybody in town loves Banks. And, you know, we're going to miss him a lot. So
cool.
Yeah. This is awesome. Cool.
And then where's your next stop after that?
Bozeman. That's going to be on Saturday night at the Zebra Lounge. That's a free show. That starts at 9 o'clock. And then Sunday, we're in Olympia, Washington.
Wow. Olympia, Washington. Man, you're going to put some miles on.
Yeah. Stay safe in the weather with all those passes.
Yeah, so it's like, who's going to sleep during the show Saturday night so they can start driving when the show's
on? It's a 10-hour drive. So, I mean, we can only hang out for like an hour or two afterwards.
Is it cold out there?
Yeah. No, it's raining right out there right now. But it's,
yeah, it was raining when I came in. Yeah.
But, no, out in Olympia?
It was 42, which
can't
is
can't deal with this cold anymore.
Well, next weekend, we're in Sacramento. Sacramento on the 14th, and then the following Friday, Berkeley, California.
Yeah.
So.
Home again.
That's right. Which I heard it was pretty much pouring out there right now. So.
Yeah.
Great.
Downtown LA got 2 inches of rain yesterday.
You just need to major flooding.
You need to find something warm to drink, like Fireball. Good
Yeah, I had a Fireball for the first time, like the week before. So yeah, that
definitely work. Yeah, definitely warm me up. Yeah. Definitely warm me up.
Yeah.
But guys, it's been really great having you guys here tonight. I got to roll through. It's that time where I got to do the sponsor thing. So, I'm getting signals of what? High five. Hey, high five. The engineer's high fiving me over there. So I'm going to roll out all the sponsors anyway, and then we can BS until we get up to the end. So I'm not trying to cram it in at the very last second. We'll start out with Legendary Tattoo. Guys all the way from the Detroit area, Venice Beach, House of Ink area, over in Idaho. Those guys are great doing tattoos down there right now. They're doing a special stop in by raffle ticket. Good for $500 worth of free ink if you buy a raffle ticket from either Cameron or Jay. They're each giving away $500 worth of free ink. Uh-huh. And they'll be doing that drawing on the 26th of December, the day after Christmas. So, yeah, go buy somebody a raffle ticket for Christmas. Yeah. Make a great stocking stuffer. And let's see who else we got. We got Yellowstone Valley Brewing. They keep us supplied in beer and gin. And we haven't tried the vodka yet. But, yeah, great place.
I have.
Great place for music. They have music pretty much every night of the week except for Sunday nights. Stopping down there, listening to some music. They got the gin bar open on the weekends. They brew it right there. Guaranteed to put you down and stand you up straight at the same time. Trust me. You'll fall over like a board. Yellowstone Valley Wine Cellars are their sponsor. Some of the best wine in Yellowstone County, and
amazing.
It's made right here. Yes, amazing stuff. I suggest their Malbec myself.
I like the Rimrock Red.
Yeah, great wine out there, and they got good music too. Open mic night on Wednesday nights, and then live music on Friday and Saturday nights. And that's it for our sponsors that are helping us put this show on. So, yeah, tomorrow night, Rail Yard, 9 o'clock. $8 cover. Show goes till what, 1 in the morning?
Whenever they kick us out.
Whenever they kick you out. You know, there many a nights I've been down there for shows and wound up after the place closed on the front deck in the summertime, of course, with the guitars out and the drums, and the show just goes on. Awesome. It doesn't stop.
Awesome. The Rail Yard's a great place, you know, and got to give a shout out to Josh Lining for bringing us through there. And, you know, he's doing a great thing with bringing local music out and, you know, bringing some really good acts, you know, coming from all over the state and all over the country for that matter.
Yeah, he's been doing a great job. He also hosts one of the shows here at MontanaRadio.net, MT Radio, and that is Demanding Progress, and that's on Saturday afternoons. Is that correct?
Saturday, yeah, 6 o'clock.
Yes. I'm usually out of town on Saturdays, so I always get it mixed up, and I can't remember what time and everything it is. And if you're out there listening, check out Tuesday nights for the Intel Scanner. Wednesday nights, we got Sight Unseen and the Soul. And, of course, you've got this show here tonight, and we started the Worldwide Weekend, where you can hear artists like Mr. D. Cannons from all over the world playing all weekend long, and Ralphie's World of Music from Down Under in Australia. Give him a check. And that's on Saturday evenings at 9 o'clock, correct? And so, yeah, new things happening here.
So, definitely, tomorrow night is also the art walk. So, if you're doing the art walk in Billings, come on down to the Rail Yard when you're done.
Yeah.
Walk around. Enjoy some awesome
music.
Look
at some art.
Yeah.
People are always giving away lots of free wine at different places.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
I troll them galleries. I know where all the galleries are.
Yes. And then hit the Rail Yard and hear some wicked music.
So we got a couple minutes left. Anybody you want to say hi to and give a shout out to or anything, man?
Oh, shout out to
thank yous to. Or?
Yeah, shout out to this guy right here, Mr. Paul Happy Blaze.
Thank you, sir.
You know, mom, dad, brothers, girlfriend, you know, just anybody that's, you know, involved with this, you know, project, anybody that supports me and follows me, you know, hi guys.
Definitely. Well, I definitely want to thank everybody for being here tonight. And our new guy, Ben, there, jumped right in tonight.
Yeah, good job.
Good job, sir.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I'm sure. He passed the test, man. Should we keep him around, everybody? He's a keeper?
He's a keeper.
He's a keeper.
He's got a bright future.
And yeah, Paul, I'm so glad we connected through Facebook.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Rick.
So, yeah, keep me posted on what's going on. Either catch me on my page or at 10 Star Records or MT Radio. Hit us up with all of it. Share your stuff with us, and we'll get it shared out to any of the artists we have on the show. We try to share their shows for people, and
absolutely,
you know,
thank
just
you.
Keep promoting on that. And you're gonna have to send me an album or leave me with
one
or something.
We will definitely.
Dropping 12, 13, 14, guys. 12, 13, 14, Feral.
Yeah. Oh, cool. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it. Enjoyed the music. I enjoyed the first lesson that gave That's me. Great. You sent it to me and you said, oh, here's the music. And you're like, do you want an unclean version? And I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I want the I want the real stuff. Don't give me no watered down crap.
Oh, yeah. We don't have to bother with the FCC around here, so we want the full-leaded version.
Yep.
There we go.
Yep, we want it all. No FCC regulations here. Yeah, so if I haven't pissed you off at some point in time out there, you're not listening to the show very well. So.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you're affiliated with BMI, ASCAP, or anybody like that, guess what? You suck.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate having you here in the studio, and everybody out there in Radioland, have a wonderful night, and keep the faith and keep on rocking.
Like I know you really want it. Cause if I take you down, baby, you a goner. Sophisticated lady with a little hood. The way you move the booty, girl, you do it good. Baby girl, I swear you look better than making good. And you ain't gotta ask, you know a nigga would. She grabbing on a player and I'm grabbing back. I wanna do something to your girl, what you laughing at? Let the booty get away, I ain't having that. Pull my phone out, snapshot, Instagramming that. Too turned up with the lights down. And she don't know that she can get piped down. Shine it, baby, tell me how to spend the night sound. Looking so bad, baby, you can get her right now. Looking so damn good this evening. Got a player tripping hard cause she teasing. Girl, the way you shake that thing got me fiending. Think for no reason. Yeah, baby, she can get it right now. Baby, she can get it right now. Baby, she can get it right now. Yeah. Baby, she can get it right now. Baby, she can get it right now.
You can get it now on the dance floor. Like, not for real, I mean, really, where my pants go. Wanting on me and I'm loving how you dance slow. Tell me how does it feel like D'Angelo. I know you really want it, you know I wanna hit it. Booty so dumb, make a nigga wanna kiss it. I swear you never met a freak like this. Shit, I'ma sit back like a boss, baby, freak my shit. Baby, love can get it, cause I'm fucking with it. Take you home and then I'm coming with it. Do the Dougie edit, I'ma get it, give it to you. Yeah, I'm finna take it down. Ain't no stopping, I'ma get it poppin', bitch, Chris Brown. Say the soundin' like Red Nose. Well, I just wanna tie your body to the bedpost. And I'ma get between them legs, though. Baby, you gon' learn today, cause I said so. Girl, you lookin' so damn good this evening. Got a player trippin' hard, cause you teasing. Girl, the way you shake that thing got me fiendin'. Think for no reason. Yeah, baby, she can get it right now. 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 Yeah. Baby, she can get it right now.